John Leonetti in the Morning is sponsored by R&R Realty Group, Golden Rule Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling, Plaza Dental Group, and Blessman International.
Welcome in, everyone, to John Leonetti in the Morning. This is Gene Wells, along with Mary Sue Lone. We're doing our own little version on that song.
Well, we have to get ready for the show,
get in the mood. That's right. You know, Father Andrew, though, was not playing air guitar as we were playing along with that. I just don't get it.
Well, we have to get him in the mood.
Not that musically inclined.
Well, I'm not either, Father.
That never stops us.
That's why we weren't on the air when I was doing it.
Well, we are excited to be here. It is Friday. Oh, that's all I've got. That's the whole show. We're just going to celebrate Friday.
Well, it's going to be a beautiful day.
And spring, and birds were chirping as I left the house this morning, and it was dark, and I'm like, it's dark, and the birds are out.
They were chirping at 5:30 when I got the newspaper.
You were up at 5:30?
I was.
It's impressive. Well, we're broadcasting from the Mercy One studio here at Iowa Catholic Radio, 1150 AM, 88.5 FM, and 94.5 FM.
Or maybe you're streaming online at iowacatholicradio.com or tuning in on the Iowa Catholic Radio app. It's free.
It is free.
Free is good.
And it's Friday, March 22nd.
Wow.
I know.
That's all I can say.
Not April. Not May.
No.
But March.
It's coming, though.
That's right. You know, we just need to pray, all of the rain and the flooding that has happened. It's just almost
catastrophic.
It's catastrophic. I mean, we've had our floods here, which have been catastrophic. I'm not downplaying those at all. But, you know, I think, you know, we feed the world, and that farmland has been decimated.
Yeah, it is. It is catastrophic. And the news reports that you keep seeing on TV and on Facebook and, you know, online, it's just absolutely terrible. And it doesn't look like it's over or going to be over anytime soon. So
add an extra decade of the rosary today.
Absolutely.
There's six decades in every rosary, and add one just for all of those that are flooded. Is that heresy, Father, that I added an extra decade to the rosary?
Not necessarily.
Okay, good.
No. As a priest, I used to know, would say, it can't hurt and it might help.
Okay. Well, good. Good. Hey, well, we love hearing texts from you. We love hearing texts.
Reading.
We love reading texts from you. And it is Friday. It's a beautiful day. It's the first weekend that's really spring. And I want to know what people are going to be up to.
You know? I would say March Madness.
Oh, you're going to stay inside and watch basketball?
No, but I have to say that my brackets are doing quite well, thank you.
I had to chuckle. My daughter and her husband helped their little kids, they're 3 and 5, fill out their own brackets.
Oh.
Yeah. So.
And how are they doing? They're probably doing as well as anybody.
I haven't heard the latest update, but I'll keep you posted. If they win all the brackets, then we'll know. Yeah. Good day today. We have Dr. Dennis McNamara, who's going to be with us. He's the associate director and associate professor in the Liturgical Institute in Mundelein, and he will be here in Des Moines this Sunday. We'll talk about all that. It's the Catholic Culture Series on Shadow, Image, and Reality, the Church Building as a Sacrament of Heaven. So very much looking forward to that.
Interesting.
That conversation.
And in the second half hour, Greg Wozinski will be with us.
Part two. That's right. He was here yesterday.
Greg is a Catholic speaker, author, and best friend of Iowa Catholic Radio.
He is.
Obviously, if he's going to be on 2 days in a row.
That's right. Well, he's got a little Lenten series out on Facebook, and it's called Side by Side, and it's about a 3-minute video, and he is just so down to earth, and you smile as you watch it. And so it'll be fun to chat with him about that, and hopefully you'll all like his page, and it'll just show up on your your own Facebook feed. So,
Mark Amadeo will bring your news and sports, and we'll have your saint of the day. It's going to be a great show, stay with us and don't miss a thing.
Deacon Tony, would you like to pray?
God, our Father, we offer you our day. We offer you all our thoughts,
words, joys, and sufferings in union with the heart of Jesus. Holy Spirit, be our guide and strength today so that we may witness to your love. Mary, Mother of Jesus and the Church, pray for us. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Let's go to Mark.
Sports with Mark Amadeo.
Guess who's here?
Oh, my goodness. Good morning, ladies. My two older sisters in studio. How about that?
Well, you knew because I heard you yesterday getting the warning.
You know, there's always a warning that comes before the storm, and yeah. I appreciate
it's the
that.
Iowa Catholic Radio storm warning.
And Father Andrew, good morning. You're part of this too today?
Apparently.
Congratulations.
He is not your older brother.
And he's no, quite he's enthusiastic about it, Mark.
About what?
About being here with us.
Oh, that.
Yeah. And I know
that.
And I know you are too.
I sure am. It's Friday. It's Fish Fry Friday. I love that. And, of course, we have all the fish fries on our Iowa Catholic Radio website. So if you're going to attend one, remember, some of them are biweekly and some are every week. And, you know, you just got to get out. So I love that.
Do you print those out and then plot them, you know, so you can get the maximum number of fish fries during a Lenten season?
Maybe we should do brackets for the fish fries.
Oh, there
I
you go.
I did find out. Well, brackets for fish fries, that's pretty good. You know, I know there are some that have free will offerings, like the one up at St. Mary's Elkhart, where Father Andrew's from. Mm-hmm. And I have been, I get charged an admission price at those places. I don't do the free will offering.
Yeah, well, they saw you coming.
Yeah.
Well,
so
you're not
supposed to
show up at 5 and eat until 7.
I'll mark that one down.
Take a now, plate. Don't take anymore. The entire tray.
Yeah, that's right. Now, Mark, you know you can do two fish fries on a Friday. You can go to St. Ambrose at noon, and they have fish fry Friday noon.
I did not know
there
that.
There you go. And then you can do Friday night anywhere you want. So you get a twofer on Fridays.
I had no idea they did a noon fish fry.
We know where Mark's going to be this noon.
Yeah.
Because I, Father Andrew, I was wondering why there are only 2 hours. I can only get to maybe one, maybe two at a time. And I understand now why they made him 2 hours to prevent people like me from doing that.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, gluttony is one of the seven deadly sins.
Yes, it is. And I try to avoid that and try to avoid sinning too. It's all part of my lifestyle. Yeah. Ladies, so but Jean and Mary Sue, glad to have you in there, and Father Andrew, you'll be in my prayers.
Thank you, appreciate that.
Okay, fine, Mark. What do you have?
We've got a lot of stuff going on. Have you guys went to the tournament downtown and some of the free stuff that's going on around where Nolan Plaza was? Cole's Commons got a lot of stuff going on. Have you been downtown?
I have not.
Yeah,
but
working there.
Our son Timmy was there yesterday, and he was on the news. He
really?
Was interviewed. Yeah,
he and Bill Murray.
No, he wasn't with Bill Murray. Bill Murray was at Wells Fargo Arena.
Yeah, oh, that's
Timmy
true.
Was at Cole's Commons.
Gotcha.
It's a lot
yeah.
cheaper.
Yeah, Bill Murray's. Bill Murray's son was is an assistant coach for Louisville, and they got beat
by the Gophers.
The Gophers. Poor Bill.
Yeah.
I had all Minnesota right, in my bracket.
Oh.
Yeah, that was a couple of upsets. Well, the Iowa team's get involved today, and we'll get right to it from the WHO-TV Channel 13 Weather Desk and meteorologist Megan Selwell. Currently in Des Moines, we have mostly clear skies, 33 degrees as you wake up on this Friday, March 22nd. Northwest winds at 8 miles per hour. There's some light fog, patchy fog, rather, in some areas. And today we will see mostly sunny skies and dry conditions here in central Iowa with a high of 54 degrees. North winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear, overnight low of 32 degrees, and tomorrow, Saturday, we'll have increasing clouds, and we can see rain moving in by Saturday afternoon, and certainly by Saturday evening. Saturday's high of 58 degrees. Sunday, it'll start out cloudy and rainy all day, a high of 57 degrees, and Monday, when everybody goes back to school after spring break, a chance of rain early, then cloudy and colder on Monday, a high of 45 degrees. We could see up to a quarter to a half inch of rain between Saturday and Monday morning. Well, in the news on this Friday morning, the Iowa Department Department of Transportation and the Iowa State Patrol are working every day to try and reopen Interstate 29 in western Iowa. The Iowa Department of Transportation said they are hoping to reopen some state roads and highways this weekend, but they have to clean up the debris and other items that are left from the flooding. Interstate 29 in both directions from Council Bluffs south to St. Joseph, Missouri is closed, and there are detours in place to alert drivers. Well, today's sports report is brought to you by Big Red Q Quick Print. And yesterday, men's college basketball right here in Des Moines, first round of the NCAA men's basketball tournament, had 10th-seeded Minnesota upsetting number 7 Louisville 86-76, while Michigan State defeated Bradley 76-65 in the East region right here in Des Moines. The late games last night had Florida defeating Nevada 70-61, while number 2-seed Michigan down Montana 74-55. So Saturday's second round games here in Des Moines has Florida taking on Michigan at 4:15, followed by Minnesota taking on Michigan State at 6:45. Both games will be at Wells Fargo Arena in downtown Des Moines and televised on CBS. Well, today's NCAA men's basketball tournament, the Iowa teams are involved. Iowa Hawkeyes get underway this morning. They'll take on Cincinnati at 11:15 from Columbus, Ohio. That'll be televised on CBS. And tonight, the Iowa State Cyclone men, they take on Ohio State. They'll tip off right around 9 o'clock in Tulsa, Oklahoma. That game will be televised on TBS. And postseason for the Drake men, they're in the College Invitational, College Insider Tournament, and they will take on Southern Utah tonight at 7:30 in Cedar City, Utah. NCAA Women's Basketball Tournament, first round coverage gets underway today as Mercer takes on the Iowa Hawkeyes at 1 o'clock in Iowa City. That'll be followed right by the Drake Bulldog women. They take on Missouri at 3 o'clock in Iowa City. The winners meet on Sunday. Northern Iowa women in the WNIT, they get underway tonight in Minnesota. They take on the University of Minnesota, 6:30 tip-off. And tomorrow, the Iowa State women, they open up play in NCAA play as they host New Mexico State tomorrow afternoon at Hilton Coliseum in Ames. And that'll be tipping off at 4:30 and televised on ESPN2. Well, tonight AHL hockey, the Iowa Wild on the road at Stockton tonight at 9 o'clock. NBA G League basketball, the Iowa Wolves at Salt Lake City tonight, also tipping off at 8 o'clock. And finally, USHL hockey, the Iowa, the Des Moines Buccaneers, rather, on the road. They're out in Plymouth, Michigan, taking on Team USA, and they'll face off at 6 o'clock tonight. Today, there's no Dowling Catholic varsity sports or activities scheduled. Currently in Des Moines, we have mostly clear skies, 33 degrees. And from the WHO TV 13 weather desk, meteorologist Megan Selwell, she's saying we're going to have mostly sunny skies today, dry conditions with a high of 54 degrees. And this has been your Iowa Catholic Radio News, Weather, and Sports on your Friday morning. John Leonetti Show. I'm Mark Amadeo.
Iowa Catholic Radio News and Sports. Our year-round coverage of Dowling Catholic High School sports and activities is sponsored in part by Construction Professionals, Dental Associates, Kemen, Mercy Medical Center, and R&R Realty Group. Thank you for supporting Iowa Catholic Radio, 1150 AM, 88.5 FM, 94.5 FM, and streaming at iowacatholicradio.com.
Well, we want to thank Bell Construction. At Bell Construction, Dean personally comes to your home or job to give you a bid for your roofing needs. With his clients, he chooses a date that works for you. And when the job's done, Dean, who owns Bell Construction, will personally inspect your home or job site to ensure the highest quality of work. Dean's been in the roofing business for 30 years, so you know you can trust him. You can reach him at 515-963-4494.
Oh, he chooses a date that works for me. Well, about 6 foot, dark hair. Oh,
not that kind of date, Gene.
Okay, no. Fine. Speaking of dates, or figs, rather, that's a part of one of the Gospels. But Father Andrew, okay, we're going to talk about Sunday's Gospel, and I went to look it up for us. There were two, Cycle A and Cycle C, and I'm like, Mary Sue, why are there two Gospels?
Aren't
which
we in
one?
Cycle C?
Aren't we in Cycle C? That's what we've been doing, Luke. So what's the deal? Why are there two Gospels to choose from?
Well, A is optional, especially for those masses that have the catechumens, at least catechumens, attending as part of the scrutinies that leads up to their initiation into the church at the vigil.
Okay, so it's more specific to them, but mm-hmm. the rest of us would have cycle C, which is Luke.
Correct.
So which one are you preaching on this weekend?
I've been planning for C, so okay. Luke, yeah.
Well, let's chat about that. It's from Luke 13,
And there is a fig tree in here, which I found interesting that they wanted to just cut it down.
Right. Yeah, the key word, if you had to choose just one word out of the gospel this weekend, it's probably the word repent, and God having basically mercy on us instead of being the sinners that we are, instead of cutting us down right away. He bides his time, or time for us, really, to repent, to bear fruit for him. And so it really shows that we have to do our part in this whole economy of salvation, as you might have heard, that it's not just God acting, it's us acting in tandem with him. So
I never got that from this reading before. You know, the parables, God hadn't opened my eyes yet to this one, right?
Well, that's the beautiful thing about the parables, is that, you know, each time you hear them, I think you can glean something new from it. And mm-hmm. So,
yeah. Well, thank you.
Welcome.
Coming up, we have Dr. Dennis McNamara. He is the associate director and associate professor in the Liturgical Institute at Mundelein Seminary. And he is going to be here this weekend on the Catholic Culture Series. The topic is Shadow, Image, and Reality, the Church Building as a Sacrament of Heaven. So looking forward to that conversation.
Very cool.
Your Iowa Catholic Radio time is 7:16.
Big thanks to R&R Realty. R&R Realty is owned by a local Catholic family that partners with Iowa Catholic Radio in many ways. Brett Bosworth sits on Iowa Catholic Radio's board of directors as vice president. R&R Realty is solving your commercial real estate needs by establishing long-term relationships built on trust, exceptional customer service, and added value. You can find them online at rrrealty.com.
Thank you, Blessed Mother International, for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio. Everyone lives their life 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. How we use that time directly affects if our life will leave a significant impact or not. Each year, Blessed Mother International leads Central Iowans on a 12-day, all-inclusive experience sharing the heart of Christ with children in South Africa. Teams are forming to do something significant in an African child's life. Learn more at blessedmotherinternational.org. That's blessedmotherinternational.org.
Hi, this is Marty McDonald with McDonald Imaging Solutions. It's been my joy to support Iowa Catholic Radio's new event tents and the Pope on a Stick fan used at the Iowa State Fair. McDonald Imaging Solutions, building brands, attracting new customers. McDonaldImagingSolutions.com.
Is it time for a new roof? Then it could be time for you to get to know Bell Construction. Bell Construction is a roofing company entering its 30th year of business. They specialize in residential re-roofs, light commercial jobs, and have the experience to meet all of your roofing needs with personal service. With Bell Construction, the owner will come to your home or place of business in person to inspect and ensure the quality of work that you deserve. They pride themselves in working with you on a personal basis and making sure you are satisfied. Bell Construction, 515-963-4494.
Hey friends, John Leonetti here, and I want to thank Plaza Dental Group for underwriting my show. Plaza Dental Group makes their patients feel comfortable and right at home, like one of the family. Catholic-owned, they offer cosmetic dentistry and implants, six-month smiles, and Invisalign, an alternative to traditional braces, along with mercury-free dentistry. Plaza Dental Group, comfortable dentistry. 515-344-3523. Online at dmsmiles.com.
The Catholic Tuition Organization provides tuition assistance to qualified families so they can send their kids to our Catholic schools. Great tax benefits for donors and great education for our kids. Online, ctoiowa.org.
Welcome in, everyone, to John Leonetti in the Morning. I'm Jean Wells, along with Mary Sue Lone, filling in for John, and Father Andrew Winchettle is in the house. Good morning.
Morning.
You're awake, right?
Partly.
Okay.
His eyes are open.
Yeah, by 7:50, you'll be good.
I'll take your word for it.
We're broadcasting from the Mercy One studio here at Iowa Catholic Radio, and we would love to hear from you this morning. Text us at 515-223-1150. And how do you plan to enjoy this beautiful spring weekend? It's really the first one.
Yeah,
it last is. Weekend was just rainy and still cleaning off all the stuff. But
yeah.
Yeah. So love to hear from you. 515-223-1150.
Coming up in the second half hour, Greg Wazinski will be with us. Greg is a Catholic speaker, author, and great friend of Iowa Catholic Radio. Mm-hmm. And Greg has a Lenten series on,
he does.
Online.
It's on his Facebook page. It's called Side by Side. And every day it's just like this little 2-3 minute reflection. And it's very down to earth. Very easy to watch, and it just gives you food for thought for Lent. So
awesome.
Looking forward to visiting with Greg about that. And we have it's our pleasure, really, to welcome Dr. Dennis McNamara. He is the Associate Director and Associate Professor in the Liturgical Institute at Mundelein. And we are so grateful for you to join us, Dennis, to talk about both the Catholic Culture Series that is coming up this weekend, but also about church architecture in itself. Welcome to Iowa Catholic Radio.
Thanks very much. Happy to be with you.
Well, you're coming just in time for March Madness in Des Moines, Iowa.
That's right. I'm doing pretty okay in my bracket so far. But
yeah, I am too. I'm surprised.
Louisville game messed me up. Yeah.
Well, yeah, you and Bill Murray.
Well, I picked Marquette because, you know, got to go with the Catholic school.
Well, that was that why?
Yes.
Oh, of course. Well, yeah, so it's great timing that you are here this weekend, and we'll have an opportunity to enjoy all of the folks that are here. I mean, the city is just beaming with a lot of folks. So glad you can join us. Tell us a little bit about your background related to church architecture.
Well, my academic studies actually are in architectural history. I have a doctorate in architectural history. And I thought I'd be teaching in an architecture school somewhere, but somewhere along the line, my first job, which is still my only postgraduate school job, 19 years later, is teaching in a Catholic liturgy program. So that's, you know, theology as related to worship and the sacraments. And so I've really tried to develop a theology of church architecture that grows out of the Catholic sacramental worldview, and it's been a great ride so far.
So is there really a biblical theology of architecture?
Well, it might surprise people to think so, but I would bet my life on the answer being yes.
Does it have to do with cubits?
In part, yeah. So cubits are one of those biblical measurements. It's actually the length of the forearm of the king, believe it or not. So we talk about feet now, and we don't really ask whose feet we measure, but we say it's so many feet long. The cubit was a measurement of the forearm, and it was just some unit to make buildings proportional in one way or another.
Yeah, but what happened when the king changed?
Well, that's part of the problem. Is it was either a standard number, or the new king had a new number, or from one country to another. And so when architectural historians do measurements of old buildings and they say, oh, well, it's so many units, they want to use modern notation or modern measurements, and it comes up to some strange number, you know, 233.6. And then they find out if we know the number of the cubit, then it turns into symbolic number like 144 or 33 or something like that. So that's why knowing your measurements actually matters. And that's already part of the biblical theology of church architecture.
So we have to go back to math class?
Well, in part, you know, proportions are given by God in a lot of ways, you know, from the Trinity being three and one. And, you know, the Temple of Solomon in the Old Testament is the great architectural building that God actually gives measurements, make it this wide and this high and so on. And the Holy of Holies, which is the room inside the temple, which is where God's throne was in the Ark of the Covenant, was actually 20 cubits deep by 20 cubits wide by 20 cubits high, meaning it was a cubic shape. But then later when you see the ways heaven is described in the book of Revelation, the last book of the Bible, it also describes it as being as deep, as wide, and high, so it's also cubic in its shape. It doesn't mean heaven is a cube. What it means is that God was giving some symbolic representation of the perfection of things, and that's how heaven will be. So we can do the same thing in our own church buildings, too.
Well, hopefully you'll have a chance to visit the Eucharistic Adoration Chapel at St. Augustine, because it's my understanding that the tabernacle area is a miniature build of the original Ark of the Covenant based on, the biblical description. And it's a beautiful piece anyway. So hopefully you'll have a chance to visit that.
I hope so too.
Yeah.
And the idea of the tabernacle, like as we think of it in the church as being based on the Ark of the Covenant, is not as far off as you might think. Because the Ark of the Covenant, you know, is this golden box in Scripture where God's sat. You know, it was his throne, called the mercy seat sometimes. And so it was where God would abide with his people in the temple. And now, you know, just we can take Christ out to the world in all the busy activities of making disciples of all nations, but God is always there abiding with us in another golden box with an angel on each side, which we call the tabernacle. So Cardinal Ratzinger many years ago said the tabernacle is not just that pre-Vatican II thing that people fight about where it should go, but it's actually the fulfillment of the Old Testament, fulfillment of God's abiding presence with us. And it's much better to see it that way, I think.
Mm-hmm. Let me talk about the tabernacle. When our son was, I think he was about five, he was at church with us for a rehearsal for Easter Vigil, and they were decorating and everything, and the tabernacle doors were open because, you know, the Blessed Sacrament was reposed. And they were climbing around decorating, and he said, "Mom, those guys have to look out. They're going to fall on the holy refrigerator."
Is that scriptural?
Yeah.
Well, a refrigerator is where we keep things we value as well, but maybe different level of participation rather than objectively different in kind.
Do you think that church architecture has, especially as the new churches are being built, really have grown from this culture of the early centuries of the church? Because we see some current churches that don't even look like churches anymore. So how did that all evolve?
Yeah, it's kind of a long question, but, you know, in the mid-20th century, modernism as an architectural movement took over. And, you know, if you think about the glass and steel skyscrapers that are down in every city, they were seen as the only buildings that were true to our age because the secular modern establishment, architectural establishment, decided that architecture was not really of the age of faith anymore. That was for the Middle Ages, and they were all enlightened, and they had progressed beyond things like believing in gods and so on. So what they said, what they knew, was that architecture was true to our age, and it was only true to our age if it was industrial, because that was the characteristics of the 20th century. So industrial materials were things you would make factories out of, concrete and glass and steel. And so therefore churches should be made of concrete, glass, and steel. And it doesn't work for theology, but it, you know, worked for their particular version of the history of things. The real question is why Catholics were doing that stuff. You know, we sort of got overwhelmed by the architectural culture as well. And in the last couple of decades, the last 20 years or so, we've really started to rediscover our own tradition, and many of the new churches built today are quite beautiful again.
Mm-hmm. I know when we built our church, we didn't want it to look like we built it in 2012. You know, we wanted it to have a sense of sacredness, a sense of history, that we could bring some of the old to the new. But our original church was built in 57, so it was a concrete block box and not particularly attractive. But yeah, I mean, there is a certain sacredness in our new worship space that tries to harken back to, some of that older architecture without spending the money that would have taken to replicate some of the old architecture. I mean, that's a real challenge for churches today to build it with that sacredness without, you know, spending an arm and a leg.
Well, that's true. I mean, the budget is the budget, no matter what. But what I see the biggest problem these days is people call their brother-in-law, architect friend, or somebody on the church building committee who maybe has never done a Catholic church before, and they say, they'll learn, we'll teach them how to do it, when traditional architecture is a real specialty. I always tell people, you don't go to a podiatrist if you need brain surgery, and many architects are really good at what they do if they do, you know, parking lots and strip malls and stuff. But church architecture really is a specialty, and to find someone who understands it and knows it isn't just for the average architect around the corner. And if you get the right architect, it makes all the difference in the
yes.
world.
At the risk of oversimplifying it, is it all about transcendence?
Well, it's actually transcendence and immanence both, right? So God is present to us and imminently with us, and then he's also beyond us, and the church building should help to lead us to that beyond. But, you know, when you read the church's documents on what a church is, it says very clearly that it's an image of the mystical body of Christ glorified. So the mystical body of Christ is Christ's own body that is made of many members. You know, we talk about this language a lot. But then if you think about your church building, it represents Christ's presence in the world. When you see a church steeple from a country road or from a highway, you say, there's Christians over there. Christ is present there. And that the church building is also made of many members. and then they're assembled the right way, just like all the members of a body. But Christ's body is glorified, right? Because he's ascended and gone back to the Father, and so he's in his full heavenly glory. And so I think that's what falls a lot when people make a building and it sort of looks like any other building where, you know, 1,000 people could sit, because they haven't brought it to this notion of the glorification of heaven. And so that's the transcendent part that you're talking about. But it's also coming into our own time. So that's the great thing about sacramental realities in the Catholic Church, is we don't just live in a bag until we get to heaven and see the face of God, right? We see the face of God now by eating the heavenly food of the Eucharist primarily, but also hearing the song of the angels and saints from the church choir, but then also seeing it. And you have your images of angels and saints and the Trinity itself. You say, okay, I'm anticipating my own heavenly future. And so there's your imminent transcendence, or your transcendent imminence, however you like to say it.
Well, Dennis, we are very much looking forward to having you here in Des Moines this weekend on the Catholic Culture Series. Your talk is titled Shadow, Image, and Reality, the Church Building as a Sacrament of Heaven. Folks, he will be at St. Anthony's. They do have a 9:30 morning Mass, so you could go to Mass and then stay at 11 for the lunch and the lecture, all at St. Anthony's. So
that's on Sunday. We have another talk on Saturday, though.
Oh.
At St. Augustine's.
Okay.
That'll be at 7 p.m. That's the Shadow, Image, and Reality, 7 p.m. on Saturday.
Oh,
and
wonderful.
And then Sunday morning at 11:30 is called Church Architecture, Making Sense of the 20th Century. So that question you asked about what the heck happened to the church in the 20th century, I'm going to try to explain that. So that'll be at 11:30 at St. Anthony's.
Wonderful. So, folks, you can go to both of those. And if you haven't been to St. Augustine's, you can visit their Eucharistic Adoration Chapel at the same time and enjoy that. Thank you so much for joining us today. God
bless.
My
pleasure. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Coming up, we'll have our Saint of the Day.
Golden Rule PHC has residential plumbing services in Des Moines, no matter whether you have a clogged drain or any other issue. How about a checkup? They're vital for everyday convenience and comfort, and you'll only want to trust plumbers with the experience necessary to ensure an excellent job each time. You can find them online at goldenrulephc.com or at 888-203-5401.
Let's go to Father Andrew Winchettle with today's Gospel and Reflection.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to the chief priests and the elders of the people, "Hear another parable. There was a landowner who planted a vineyard, put a hedge around it, dug a winepress in it, and built a tower. Then he leased it to tenants and went on a journey. When vintage time drew near, he sent his servants to the tenants to obtain his produce. But the tenants seized the servants, and one they beat, another they killed, and a third they stoned. Again he sent other servants, more numerous than the first ones, but they treated them in the same way. Finally he sent his son to them, thinking, 'They will respect my son.' But when the tenants saw the son, they said to one another, 'This is the heir. Come, let us kill him and acquire his inheritance.' They seized him, threw him out of the vineyard, and killed him. What will the owner of the vineyard do to those tenants when he comes? They answered him, 'He will put those wretched men to a wretched death, and lease his vineyard to other tenants, who will give him the produce at the proper times.' Jesus said to them, 'Did you never read in the scriptures, the stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone? By the Lord has this been done, and is wonderful in our eyes. Therefore I say to you, the kingdom of God will be taken away from you and given to a people that will produce its fruit.' When the chief priests and the Pharisees heard his parables, they knew that he was speaking about them. And although they were attempting to arrest him, they feared the crowds, for they regarded him as a prophet." The Gospel of the Lord. This passage is a reflection of salvation history, in which the Holy Land was given to a particular group of people who often rebelled against God. In the New Covenant and Testament, God gives what is now considered the Church over to those who follow him. No group of people is perfect because we're all sinners, but instead of giving in to sin, we at least continue to fight it with his grace, striving to produce fruit for the Lord.
At Golden Rule, you already know we obey the rules to live by. We know that there are no medals for providing outstanding customer service. It's just what you do when your customers are like family. That's why we provide state-of-the-art training for all of our employees. From customer service to routine maintenance and new equipment, you can always count on Golden Rule. And by taking care of our family, we can take better care of yours. I'm Bobby from Golden Rule, where we deliver respect, understanding, loyalty, expertise, and service every time you call. We have a standard and we prove it. Online at GoldenRulePHC.com.
Thank you to Kleenit for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio. Kleenit, your solution to a cleaner life. Spring cleaning, window cleaning, Kleenit will customize their service to meet your cleaning needs and family budget. Kleenit specializes in detail cleaning. Kleenit is a locally owned residential and commercial cleaning company. Live a cleaner life with Kleenit, available 24 hours a day, 515-508-1214, or Kleenit, the number 4, the letter U, .com. C-L-E-A-N-I-T, the number 4, the letter U, .com. Clean It, your solution to a cleaner life.
You are the anchor for my soul. You won't let go. You won't let go. No matter what.
Welcome, everyone, to
We're
John
ready
Lee
for
and
a
Eddie.
Sing-along.
We are. Don't get us started. We would sing along. It's John Lee and Eddie in the morning, but I'm Jean Wells, not John. And Mary Sue Lone's here. And Father Andrew Winchettle is here. So
we are.
We have a full house.
We are. We do. We are and we do.
It is. Welcome. And we are excited to be broadcasting from the Mercy One studio here at Iowa Catholic Radio, 1150 AM, 88.5 FM, and 94.5 FM.
Or you could be streaming online at iowacatholicradio.com or tuning in like so many of you do on the free Iowa Catholic Radio app.
Hey, we've got a golf outing coming up. It is June 14th. You'll want to check out iowacatholicradio.com and get signed up, get your foursome signed up. It is going to be a fun event. We haven't done this before, and I believe it's at Blank.
It's at Blank Golf Course on County Line Road, 8 a.m. shotgun start. I have no idea what that means because I don't know how to golf.
You know, and I'm just basically opposed to guns, so I don't know why there would be a shotgun. Father Andrew is not laughing at my humor.
I think it's a figure of speech.
Oh, okay. Thank goodness.
Does that mean they all start at once? That seems messy to me.
I think that has something to do with it.
I don't know. Yeah. I really don't know. But if you golf, you know what that means.
Which means if you want to play in our foursome, you will most likely win. Because we don't know anything about it. Well, it is great. It is Friday, March 22nd. So excited. We'd love to hear from you. If you're doing something fun this weekend, we would love to know about it because it is really the first real weekend of spring. And I am just so
excited. Take advantage of it.
Yes.
Everybody's ready.
Yeah.
Coming up really soon, Greg Wazinski will be with us. Greg is a Catholic speaker, author, and great friend of Iowa Catholic Radio.
Yep.
He's going to be talking about his Lenten series.
His Lenten series side by side on Facebook, so it's really easy to catch on to. You have your Saint of the Day and all that good stuff. Mark Amadeo's coming up. Deacon Tony, would you lead us in prayer?
God, our Father, we offer you our day. We offer you all our thoughts, words, joys, and sufferings in union with the heart of Jesus. Holy Spirit, be our guide and strength today so that we may witness to your love. Mary, Mother of Jesus and the Church, pray for us. Amen.
Amen. Let's check in with Mark Amadeo.
News and sports with Mark Amadeo.
Mark, we've been gabbing too much.
I know you find that hard to believe.
I know. We have to move right on to what you've got going on today.
Simply stunning. That's what I'm shocked.
Oh, Mark.
I knew you'd have something to say about it.
I thought he was talking about us.
But
yes. Yeah, you meant us.
There has to be Father Andrew for a valid confession.
Yeah.
Yes, that's right. Thank you, Father Andrew. The voice of levity in the Mercy One studio this morning. Thank you.
Do it again.
Oh, Mark,
so,
what do you have
I heard your...
Yeah,
I heard your question about the golf outing. A shotgun start means all the golf candidates, all the people that are golfing, start on a different hole, and then you hear a shotgun and like a starter's pistol and track, and everybody begins.
But where do the catechumens start?
At the beginning.
He said all the candidates.
Oh.
Where did the catechumens?
This is going downhill.
Oh, my goodness.
But I'm pumped. Okay.
I should have known better. Yeah. I'm not going to try that. All right. We'll get right to it. I know you're behind schedule, so you guys have a great weekend this weekend.
You too,
thanks
Mark.
For filling in for John today.
You're welcome. Thank you.
All right, right now from the WHO-TV Channel 13 Weather Desk, meteorologist Megan Selwell, currently in Des Moines. Mostly clear skies, 33 degrees. Northwest wind at 8 miles per hour. There's some patchy light fog in the area if you're in the outlying areas. And today we'll see mostly sunny skies, dry conditions here in central Iowa today. A high of 54 degrees with north winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight mostly clear, overnight low of 32 degrees. And then tomorrow increase in clouds. We could see rain moving in tomorrow afternoon and evening. A high of 58 degrees for your Saturday. Sunday would start out cloudy and rainy throughout the day, a high of 57 degrees. And then Monday, a chance of rain early, but cloudy skies and colder. Monday's high of 45 degrees. We could see up to a quarter to a half inch of rain when it's all said and done from Saturday night into Monday morning. Well, in the news on this Friday morning, the Iowa Department of Transportation and the Iowa State Patrol are working every day to try and reopen Interstate 29 in western Iowa. The Iowa Department of Transportation said they are hoping to reopen some state roads and highways this weekend, but they have to clean up the debris and other items that are left from the flooding. Interstate 29 in both directions from Council Bluffs down to St. Joseph, Missouri is closed. There are detours in place to alert drivers. Well, today's sports report is brought to you by Big Red Q Quick Print. And yesterday in men's NCAA basketball right here in Des Moines, the East Region, Minnesota upsetting Louisville in the first round, 86-76, and Michigan State defeating Bradley 76-65 in the East Region. And the two winners will play on Saturday. In West Region, it was Florida defeating Nevada right here in Des Moines 70-61, while Michigan down Montana in the late game last night by the score of 74-55. So tomorrow afternoon, it'll be Florida taking on Michigan at 4:15 right here in Des Moines, followed by Minnesota taking on Michigan State at 6:45. Both games are at Wells Fargo Arena in the second round and televised on CBS. Major League Baseball yesterday opened up their season with Seattle defeating Oakland in 12 innings by the score of 5-4 in Tokyo, Japan. The rest of the Major League Baseball season gets underway this Thursday. Well, today the NCAA men's basketball tournament opens up for both Iowa and Iowa State. This morning, the Iowa Hawkeyes take on Cincinnati, tipping off at 11:15 in Columbus, Ohio, followed by tonight's game between Iowa State and Ohio State, and they'll tip off right around 9:00 tonight in Tulsa, Oklahoma. That game will be televised on TBS. And pool season for the Drake Bulldogs, they're in the College Insider Tournament, and they'll get underway tonight at Southern Utah, tipping off at 7:30. NCAA women's basketball gets underway this afternoon as the Iowa Hawkeyes host Mercer in the first round, as it'll be a 1:00 tip-off in Iowa City. That'll be followed by the Drake Bulldogs taking on Missouri in Iowa City. That'll be a 3:00 start, both games televised on ESPN2. Tomorrow, the Iowa State Cyclones get their postseason underway in women's basketball. They host New Mexico State at 4:30 tomorrow afternoon in Hilton Coliseum in Ames, and they'll be televised on ESPN2. And tonight, we have USHL hockey. The Des Moines Buccaneers on the road at Plymouth, Michigan, taking on Team USA. They'll face off at 6:00. That'll be followed by NBA G League basketball. The Iowa Wolves on the road at Salt Lake City, tipping off at 8:00. And finally, AHL hockey, the Iowa Wild on the road. They're at Stockton, California, and they'll face off at 9:00 tonight against the Stockton Heat. And today there's no Dowling Catholic varsity sports or activities scheduled. And once again, from the WHO-TV Channel 13 Weather Desk, meteorologist Megan Selwell, currently in Des Moines, mostly clear skies, 33 degrees. There is some light fog in the area. And today we'll see mostly sunny skies and dry conditions. A beautiful day in store, a high of 54 degrees here in central Iowa. And this has been your Iowa Catholic Radio News, Weather, and Sports on your Friday morning. John Leonetti Show. I'm Mark Amadeo.
Iowa Catholic Radio News and Sports, our year-round coverage of Dowling Catholic High School sports and activities, is sponsored in part by Ashworth Vision Clinic, Two Rivers Glass and Door, and the Catholic Tuition Organization. Thank you for supporting Iowa Catholic Radio, 1150 AM, 88.5 FM, 94.5 FM, and streaming at iowacatholicradio.com.
Let's go to our Saint of the Day.
This is your Saint of the Day on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Well, this saint made it possible for thousands of Catholics to receive the sacraments by doing his most to protect their priests.
It's like, okay, what does that really mean? Well, I find it fascinating. You know, the Holy Spirit is oftentimes at work when we have guests lined up. Today's saint is Saint Nicholas Owen, and he was an architect and builder in England.
Perfect with Dennis McNamara.
With Dennis, it's like being our hello. First guest. During times of religious persecution, Catholicism was forbidden, and anyone found practicing it would be jailed.
priests in particular were in danger. But Nicholas, using his skills as an architect and builder, helped find and build hiding places for priests. Subterranean passages, spaces between walls, and nooks and crannies in many buildings were some of the ways that Nicholas attempted to protect England's priests.
That is so cool.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah, I'd love to see some of those buildings.
Yeah, that would be fascinating. While Nicholas was fortifying the living spaces of priests, he himself was fortified by daily reception of the Eucharist. After many narrow escapes, Nicholas was caught and tortured to reveal the names of other Catholics. He refused and was eventually released. He went right back to building his hiding places and was arrested again. And again, he was tortured, but he still refused to reveal the names of other Catholics. He died from his torture in 1606. So we asked St. Nicholas Owen to pray for us. You know, it's just so hard to fathom. You know, Father Andrew, we live, even though there's a lot of religious persecution and Christian persecution that's happening, we still have the freedom to go to Mass every day. Do you ever feel like you've had to hide in order to be safe because you were a priest? I mean, not in our society.
No, certainly not in the same way that others experience it. And that's the unfortunate truth, is within the last century, there's been more martyrs, apparently, than ever before.
So. Which, you know, we read about the martyrs and we think those were horrible times. Well, the last century has been horrible times. We have to remember them. Yeah, it's just, I have a hard time fathoming what some of the saints ever did, because I'm so far from sainthood, but to be tortured and not give up names to protect them. So we ask St. Nicholas Owen to pray for us.
And a big thanks to Stephen C. Reed, attorney at law, for underwriting the Saint of the Day. Stephen practices real estate law, wills, conservatorships, trusts, and estate planning. And you can reach him at 515-224-1776.
Well, coming up, we have Greg Wozinski, Catholic speaker and author, and this is a part two series. He was with us yesterday, and today we're talking about his Lenten video series that's on Facebook called Side by Side. It's delightful. You'll have to like his Facebook page.
And don't forget to get signed up for the Iowa Catholic Men's Conference coming up on March 30th.
Yep.
Registration is at 7 a.m., Rosary at 7:30, Mass at 8, and the fee will include lunch, and they've got great speakers. Deacon Harold Burke-Sivers, Deacon Tom Bradley, and Deacon Randy Keel are the keynotes.
And we want to thank Plaza Dental Group for sponsoring John Leonetti in the Morning. From Invisalign and 6 month smiles to sleep apnea and headache therapy, their highly experienced team of dentists follow a comprehensive approach to give extensive care to every new and returning patient.
Yep, you can find them online at dmsmiles.com.
And here's your Diocesan Minute.
This is your news for the Diocese of Des Moines for Friday, March 22nd. I'm Kelly Mesher Collins. The Iowa Catholic Men's Conference is just 1 week away. Men plan on attending this event featuring top-notch speakers. The event kicks off with Mass at 8 a.m. celebrated by Bishop Pates. Lunch is included. Learn more at iowacatholicradio.com/events. Join Emmaus House tomorrow morning for a Lenten morning of prayer with the Examine. The Examine is a reflective practice to become more sensitive to God's intimate presence in every moment and aspect of our lives. This morning event includes prayerful reflection and discernment. Learn more and register at theemmaushouse.org. That's theemmaushouse.org. Tune in the Heartland with Bishop Pates this morning at 9 a.m. right here on Iowa Catholic Radio. Bishop Pates will be visiting with Dr. Tracy Bonday, Superintendent of Schools for the Diocese of Des Moines, and Dr. Jerry Deegan of the Blue Ribbon Task Force to talk more about the recent school summit and the plans moving forward to strengthen our Catholic schools. That's this morning at 9 a.m. right here on Iowa Catholic Radio. That's your news for the Diocese of Des Moines, and Kelly Mesher Collins.
Hey friends, John Leonetti here. Big thanks to R&R Realty Group for underwriting my show and for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio. R&R Realty Group Sierra Point Apartments are located in West Des Moines. Think granite tops, oversized windows, 24-hour health center, and heated underground parking. R&R Realty Group is locally owned by a Catholic family, a great blessing to Iowa Catholic Radio. RRRealty.com. That's RRRealty.com.
Are you struggling with drugs or alcohol? Have the same old programs led you to the same old places? Welcome to St. Gregory Recovery Center, the new standard for recovery. Don't let your addiction define you. It's time to get you excited about life again. For more information, on the phone, 888-724-3342.
Need an experienced attorney for legal matters? I know a guy. Stephen C. Reed, attorney at law, is a proud supporter of Iowa Catholic Radio. Steve is a longtime resident of Iowa and is licensed to practice in all Iowa state and federal courts. He has years of experience in real estate law, wills, conservatorships, trusts, and estate planning. Steve's law office phone number is 515-224-1776. That's 515-224-1776.
Welcome in to John Leonetti in the Morning. I'm Jean Wells, along with Mary Sue Lone, Father Andrew Winchettle. We are here. It's Friday.
That's right. And it's spring.
It is spring. I've sprung. I'm ready to go.
Yeah. Everyone is.
Yeah. Love to hear from you. You can always text us at 515-223-1150. I'm hoping to work out in the yard a little bit this weekend.
Oh, our yard needs it.
Oh, it does. It does.
We are broadcasting from the Mercy One studio on Iowa Catholic Radio, and we're happy to be here.
And we want to thank Blessman International for sponsoring John Leonetti in the Morning.
We do. Every year, Blessman International leads teams of Central Iowans to share the compassionate heart of Christ with orphans and vulnerable children in South Africa. You can learn more and sign up for a trip at blessmaninternational.org.
And it's our pleasure to welcome in our friend, Greg Wyszynski, Catholic speaker, author, my personal best friend. I'm sorry, Mary Sue, you just gotten bumped.
I did.
Yeah. And we are blessed because this is day two, part two of Greg Wyszynski Live on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Yeah, I love that you're talking about spring because I'm looking at snowflakes that are the size of quarters falling right now in Cleveland.
So. Oh, my goodness.
Sorry about that.
That's okay. Hey, this is Cleveland. It was 60 2 days ago. So it's the up and down of the Midwest.
Yeah. Well, hopefully yours will all melt off like ours did. Now, granted, you know, there's been flooding and, you know, with the rains, but there's birds. These are things that fly in the sky, and there's this big white thing in the sky. And just
a big circle. It's warm.
Yes. So look for it.
I've even seen robins.
I have too. Yeah. So they'll be coming around the mountain. Just, you know.
I believe it. Yeah. I believe it.
Well, we are so grateful. This is day two of Greg Wyszynski, and today we wanted to visit with you about your Lenten series, the video series that you have on your Facebook page. And before we get going, tell folks how they can like your Facebook page, what's it called, all that good stuff.
Yeah, for Facebook, you can go to Greg Wyszynski, speaker and author, and everything that I post relative to new video highlights or inspirational messages are on there, and also the video series is at the website faithandreallife.com. Just click on the video and seasonal series of Side by Side.
And I just love the Side by Side. They're, you know, they're short. You know, I smile at you when you're talking to me. I mean, it's one of those that it's just like you're talking to a friend on FaceTime or something. I mean, it's that warm and inviting. And I loved the other one, just the other day that was, you called Follow the Leader.
Yeah.
It's like, share with our listeners, if you would, that one. It was just so fun.
Yeah, you know, Follow the Leader, when we were kids, we always loved playing the game Follow the Leader. And maybe it was to be silly or it was to have fun and to try to get people to follow what we were doing. But, you know, our faith life is no different. People are watching every single day what we're doing. And they look at how we worship, and they look at how we live our lives, and they're following the leader. And so it's a twofold message of one, that we have to know people are following us, and they're going to mimic what we do and how we live our faith life, and that the ultimate leader for our life is Jesus Christ. And if we're putting anything above him, we're following the wrong person, and we're backing the wrong horse, because it is the only way to invite people into a true relationship and get them to heaven.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I enjoy it because it's about 3 minutes. You know,
yeah.
Sometimes you'll open up something and it's a 20-minute reflection, and
And not that I'm so busy that I can't take 20 minutes, but, you know, 3 minutes, I can listen to it, I can watch it, and I can then move on to the next thing and take that one thought and munch on it all day.
And you hit the right word that, you know, the whole premise of Side by Side was the invitation. The invitation for you to not only know that Christ journeys with you side by side, but to invite somebody into this Lenten journey. You know, when we exercise, we have workout partners, and we need people to keep us accountable, and we need people to walk with us in the times that we're not strong enough. So I wanted all of the conversations to be inviting enough so that if you were inspired by something, that you could share with a friend and say, hey, spend, you know, 180 seconds watching this video and just let it permeate on your heart. And then I give a challenge each day to say, don't just let the message be something you hear, but put it into action.
Mm-hmm. Now, I noticed today's topic is, the title of it is jealousy.
Mm.
Yeah. Ouch.
Yeah.
Well, that sounds like a fun one.
Yeah.
Well, you know, and I look at it from two angles again. I look at it from, who are we jealous of that might be sharing things with us that we're not willing to see, and how it creates division. But we also need to pray for protection from those who are jealous of us, even though we're trying to be humble and trying to be good stewards of what we have. You know, the evil one puts a distance between relationships. And so there might be people that are jealous of what we have. And so it's not just a guilt thing, but it's an awareness thing as well.
Folks, if you are on Facebook, go to Greg Wazinski, speaker and author, and like his page. You can catch all of those, the side-by-side series, or go to faithinreallife.com. Greg, thank you so much for joining us 2 days in a row.
My pleasure. God bless you. God bless. I love you, BFF. Have a great day.
Aw, thanks.
Thank
all
you,
right,
Greg.
Bye-bye.
Folks, you can pray with us throughout the day, beginning with Read the Bible at 5 a.m., followed by the Iowa Catholic Radio Rosary every morning at 5:30 and 9:30, and evenings at 9:30.
And you can pray the Angelus with us at 6 a.m. and the Divine Mercy Chaplet at 3 p.m.
Well, we thank you all for your support of Iowa Catholic Radio. We operate out of your generosity. So please keep us in your prayers, and when you can, pledge your financial support at iowacatholicradio.com. Father Andrew, would you offer us a blessing for the day?
Certainly. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. And the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Make it a great weekend, everyone. For Mary Sue Lone, Father Andrew Winchittle, and our producer, Deacon Tony Valdez, I'm Jean Wells. Friends, be confident in Christ's mercy and his love.
And flood our souls with one desire. Just to know you and to make you known, we lift your name on high. Shine like the sun, make darkness run and hide. We know we were made for so much more than ordinary life. It's time for us to more than just
John Leonetti in the Morning is sponsored by R&R Realty Group, Golden Rule Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling, Plaza Dental Group, and Blessman International.